Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
White wooden crosses, toppled and smashed, splinters ground into dirt. Hundreds of them. Someone had come by with their pickup and run them over, dragging a pipe and chain in their wake. Each cross bore the name of a son or daughter, sister or brother, father or mother who isn't coming home ever again. Who did this? Some deranged revolutionary anarchist? A bunch of crackhead hoodlums bent on wanton destruction? No. Police say it was Bush supporter Larry Northern from Waco, Texas. No doubt because the crosses were next to Camp Casey and were viewed as a political weapon by Mr. Northern, and an extremely effective one at that. But those crosses were more than that for Sergeant Perry Jeffries, who knew a few names on those crosses and the stories behind them. Here is the last half of a letter from him to Mr. Northern. One of my soldiers was Henry Bacon. He was one of the finest men I ever met. He was in perfect shape for a man over 40, working hard at night. He told me he did that because he didn't have much money to buy nice things for his wife, who he loved so much, so he had to be in good shape for her. He was like a father to many young men in his section of maintenance mechanics. They fixed our vehicles with almost no support and fabricated parts and made repairs that kept our squadron rolling on the longest, fastest armor advance ever made under fire. He was so very proud of his son-in-law that married the beautiful daughter so well raised by Henry. His son-in-law was a helicopter pilot with the 1st Cavalry Division, who died last year. Henry stopped to rescue a vehicle belonging to another unit on what was to be his last day in Iraq. He could have kept rolling. He was headed to Kuwait after a year's tour, but he stopped. He could have sent others to do the work, but he was on the ground, leading by example, when he was killed. On Monday night, August 16th, you took it upon yourself to go out in the country, where a peaceful group was exercising their constitutional rights and harming no one, and you ran down the memorial cross erected for Henry and his son-in-law by Arlington West. Mr. Northern, I know little about Cindy Sheehan, except that she is a grieving mother, a gentle soul, and wants to bring harm to no one. I know little about you, except that you found your way to Crawford on Monday night in August with chains and a pipe attached to your truck for the sole purpose of dishonoring a memorial erected for my friends and lost soldiers and hundreds of others that served this nation when they were called. I find it disheartening that good men like these have died so that people like you can threaten a mother who lost a child with your actions. I hope that you are ashamed of yourself. Perry Jeffries, 1st Sergeant, USA, retired.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh.
I can't begin to exaggerate how frightening the position is we're in right now. The amazing thing is we've been taken over basically by a cult. 8 or 9 neoconservatives have somehow grabbed the government, but they managed to overcome the bureaucracy and the Congress and the press with the greatest of ease. It does say something about how fragile our democracy is. The new bill that was just passed, provoked by the 9/11 committee, actually, what it really does is it consolidates an awful lot of power in the Pentagon. It gives Rumsfeld Grunt the right to do an awful lot of things he's been wanting to do, and that is basically manhunting, killing them before they kill us. I can tell you one thing, let's all forget this word insurgency. It's one of the most misleading words of all. Insurgency assumes that we had gone to Iraq and won the war, and a group of disgruntled people began to operate against us, and we then had to do counteraction against them. That would be an insurgency. We are fighting the people. And the frightening thing about it is, we have no intelligence. It is frightening. We have no intelligence about what they're doing. A year and a half ago, we were up against 2- and 3-man teams. We estimated the cells operating against us for 2 and 3 people that we could not penetrate. As of now, we still don't know what's coming next. They're 10, 15-man groups. They have terrific communications. Iraq's being turned into a free fire zone right in front of us. Hit everything, kill everything. There are some facts. We can't win this war. We can do what he's doing. We can bomb him into the Stone Ages. And here's the other horrifying, spectacular fact that we don't really appreciate. Since we installed our puppet government, this man Alawi, who was a member of the Mukhabarat, the secret police of Saddam, long before he became a critic, and is basically Saddam Lite. Since we've installed him, in what, June 28th, July, August, September, October, November, every month, one thing happened. The number of sorties, bombing raids by one plane, and the number of tonnage dropped has grown exponentially each month. We are systematically bombing that country. There are no embedded journalists at Doha, no embedded journalists at the aircraft carrier Harry Truman. There's no air defense. It's simply a turkey shoot. They come and hit what they want. We know nothing about it. We don't ask. We're not told. We know nothing about the extent of bombing. Europe's not going to tolerate us much longer. The rage there is enormous. And we could see something there, collective action against us. Certainly going to be an awful lot of dancing on our graves as the dollar goes bad and everybody stops buying our bonds. We're spending $2 billion a day to float the debt. And one of these days, the Japanese and the Russians, everybody's going to start buying oil in euros instead of dollars. And we're going to see enormous panic here. That'll be another year. And the damage he's going to do between then and now is enormous. We're going to have some very bad months ahead.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh. This news just in, 31 Marines have died in a helicopter crash in Iraq.
There's a lot of anxiety inside our professional military and our intelligence people. Many of them respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as much as anybody here, and individual freedom. So they do. There's a tremendous sense of fear. These are punitive people. Politicians, most of them are too cowardly anyway to do much.
I just wanted you to go on A&R, yes. Okay, I'll try. Okay?
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. Think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile when you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well just...
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. This territory is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think, or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Outside the gates of their subdivision zones after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot.
American justice. American justice. American justice. American justice. American justice. Intimidate the civilized world. American justice. Intimidate the civilized world. Hatred and violence intimidate the civilized world. You're a dictator, you're corrupt, and you intimidate the civilized world. Intimidate the civilized world. Draft constitutions. No excuses. No excuse. My administration here. No excuses. My administration here. No excuse. On a massive scale. My administration has draft constitutions. My administration has no excuse. My administration has no excuses. Occupying armies, weapons, mass destruction. No excuses. My administration has weapons, mass destruction. My administration has occupying armies. No excuse. No excuse.
Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone failing to display the mandatory black velvet Mexican-style painting of President Quayle on their living room wall will be shot. Under provisions of zero tolerance and the Child Protection and Obscenity Enforcement Act, all property and life savings of suspected drug users and distributors of pornography will be seized and sold prior to trial. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be placed on all lampposts and prescribed worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual rights. Fourth broadcast will proceed as scheduled. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or your supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. Shut up. Consume. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. At last, everything is done for you.
All administration has more excuses. Occupying armies, weapons of mass destruction. More excuses. My administration has weapons of mass destruction. My administration has occupying armies. No excuse. No excuse. Operating under fear. 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 Secret police. 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 Life seems almost normal. Life seems almost normal. Life seems almost normal. Life seems almost normal. A new reality. 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 Life seems almost normal. A new reality.
All I know is we got a game plan.
Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic L.A. Blood screams the brain to chop off the fingers. Blood will be born in the birth of a nation. Blood is the rose of mysterious humor.
Dick Cheney and I are fundamental religious thugs and assassins.
Committing murder in his name.
Dick Cheney and I
will make it more difficult.
Dick Cheney and I.
The American people won't be able to see what we're doing.
Dick Cheney and I.
The rest will be written by us.
Blood in the street. Blood in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foaming, a beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony's about to begin. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town. Went down south and crossed the border. Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony's about to begin. One morning you woke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. All I have is a vague story. 10 wars. They're drowned in the bathtub in Paris. Seems a goddamn odd thing to happen to me. Lions in the street. Lions in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foam in the beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Jim Larson, a beneficent influence of Rambo. Rambo, Jim Larson, a beneficent influence of Rambo. Rambo, is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Meanwhile, Bush came right out and said, "The only way to pursue peace is to pursue those who threaten it." What? What about negotiating? What about listening? What about addressing the root causes of terrorism in the first place? Even listening to one of our own federal agencies who presented the new president with a report in January 2001 stating the following, that thanks to further economic globalization, quote, regions, countries, and groups feeling left behind will face deepening economic stagnation, political instability, and cultural alienation. They will foster political, ethnic, ideological, and religious extremism, along with the violence that often accompanies it. This was the CIA talking. The longer we blow people up indiscriminately there, the more these fires in other countries are going to grow. This is giving bin Laden exactly what he wants.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Memorize every line. I spit it once, refuel, re-energize and rewind. I give sight to the blind, my insight through the mind. I exercise my right to express what I feel is time. It's just all in your mind, what you interpret it as. I say the fight, you take it as I'ma whip someone's ass. If you don't understand, don't even bother to ask. A father who has grown up with a fatherless past, who has grown up now to rap phenomenon that has, or at least shows, no difficulty multitasking and doubling both. Perhaps mastered his craft slash entrepreneur who has helped launch a few more rap acts, who has had a few obstacles thrown his way through the last half of his career. Typical manure moving past that. Mr. Kiss's ass crack, he's a class act. Rubber band man, yeah, he just snaps back. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on, people up top, on the side, in the middle. Come together, let's all fall. It's not just a little, just let it gradually build. From the front to the back, all you can see is the sea of people, some white and some black. No matter what color, all that matters, we're gathered together to celebrate for the same cause. No matter the weather, if it rains, let it rain. Yeah, the wetter, the better. They ain't gonna stop us, they can't. We're stronger now more than ever. They tell us no, we say yeah. They tell us stop, we say go. Rebel with a rebel yell. Raise hell, we gon' let them know. Storm, push, shove, mush, fuck, push. Until they bring our troops home, come on, just come along, follow.
follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on, action and pouring, swinging down on us. Marsh pits outside the Oval Office. Someone's trying to tell us something. Maybe this is God just saying we're responsible for this monster, this coward that we have empowered. This is Bin Laden. Look at his head nodding. How could we allow something like this without pumping our fists? Now this is our final hour.
Green
let me be the voice and your strength and your choice. Let me simplify the rhyme just to amplify the noise. Try to amplify the times it and multiply it by 16 million people are equal with this high pitch. Maybe we can reach Al-Qaeda through my speech. Let the president answer a high anarchy. Strap him with an AK-47, let him go fight his own war. Let him impress daddy that way. No more blood for oil, we got our own battle to fight on our own soil. No more psychological warfare to trick us to thinking that we ain't loyal. If we don't serve our own country, we're patronizing a hero. Look in his eyes, it's all lies. The stars and stripes have been swiped, washed out and wiped and replaced with his own face. Mars now would die. If I get sniped tonight, you'll know why, as I told you to fight. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on. And as we proceed to march through this desert storm, in these closing statements,
forgive me, but I am not of the southern persuasion. I has Antipodean in my bent, and while I live south of the Mason-Dixon line, I'm on foreign soil, which is dry as a dead dingo's donger. But looking toward you all from afar, you look in a right old mess. One of your cities sinks beneath the waves, and you want to go drown your black folk with it. Why you want to do that for? They not Arabs. They sing and dance and make whoopee. Them the folks that gave you ragtime, gave you pops and jelly roll. And all you can think about is letting the niggers, excuse my schoolboy, Creole, fend for themselves in the filth and the squalor, with a bloated dead floating around their feet to rotten and a stinking to high heavens like a big pot of gumbo gone bad. Is this the great society you've promised? Is this what you call abundance and liberty for all? Cause if it is, if this is the snake oil you're selling, then what you got planned for Iraq? Tell me this, Mr. President. What you got to offer the world when you can't fetch your black children a drink of water? And I ain't the only one wondering what got into you. The whole world is a-watching and a-waiting to see how America looks after its own. We is a-wondering if drowning while black is a spectator sport that big Superdrome was built for in the first place. You is dunking coons instead of donuts now, watching to see how many can stay afloat by themselves and betting on their black asses. A few drone afros here or there, I guess you don't give a shit, do you, Mr. President?
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.